About half of Raleigh's population lives in the Crabtree Creek Basin. That means half of the sewer flow travels that way. And when you have a tropical storm like Andrea come through, some neighborhoods are bound to see a lot of that sewer overflow up close. Just ask Carrie Marcioni, who lives on Rothgep Drive, across from Rothgep Park.
So we had lakefront property for about a day that came up close to the back of the house, but we didn't have any kind of water damage inside or nothing got in the basement.
Marcioni goes on to describe the scene to officials from Raleigh's Public Utilities Department.
Wow. It was pretty amazing. And then there was a large fish trapped over there.
Oh, wow.
A catfish that was too big to fit in their bucket. The sewer spill at this site was about 82,000 gallons. Raleigh's Public Utilities Director is Carmen. He goes by one name.
If you look at the color of the water in the river, you can see the sediment. It's
It doesn't supposed to be that color?
Well, after a big rain event, you're going to get some erosion. And
what color is that, that orange color? I don't know. What would you call it?
I wouldn't call it orange. I'd call it chocolate milk brown.
And we won't talk about the smell. But I'm told there's always a hint of manhole perfume in the air. Carmen says sanitary sewer work along the Crabtree Basin is a priority. He says, like many municipalities across the state, Raleigh has a lot of history to make up for.
You know, if you think about it, a lot of the system was designed before the current design standards went into place. And 50 years ago, if it rained really hard and the sewers overflowed, people just said, well, we'll clean up tomorrow and get on with our lives. But now it's a violation of law, and we've been working really hard to do our best to keep things in the pipe.
And the law in North Carolina requires sewer spills to be reported to the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Diener's Water Quality Division says as of late this week, there have been 112 sanitary sewer overflows reported as a result of Tropical Storm Andrea. About 10 of them were in Raleigh. But the biggest spill was in the city of Dunn, overflow in the millions of gallons. Diener recently announced its list of communities receiving funds from the North Carolina Clean Water State Revolving Loan Fund. Raleigh was awarded $8.5 million for Phase 2 of its wastewater system work in the Crabtree Basin. Aaron Brower is an administrator in the Capital Improvements Management Division. He says last week's sewer spill may have been bad and smelly, but he says it was nothing like a storm just a couple of years ago when almost 500,000 gallons of sewer overflowed with a similar amount of rainfall. Brower would like to think recent changes might have helped.
And what we're doing there is we're actually slip lining a fiberglass pipe inside of that old concrete pipe. And what that does is the fiberglass actually has a lower friction coefficient so that the water, you can actually get more water through a smaller diameter pipe.
And that means less sewer overflow. Carrie Marcioni and her dog Allie can live with that.
It's a great neighborhood, so I guess there's, you know, small things that you kind of tolerate to live in a great neighborhood.
Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.